Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're always delighted to have you on board as we face the issues. Looking forward to the broadcast today as you join in the dialogue, the discussion. And as you do, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917. If you're listening by way of internet, the area code is 904-831-0917. Be delighted to hear from you. Join in the dialogue and discussion. Number of times I've had those say they just wanted to put in their 2 cents worth. Well, today is your opportunity to do so. Be talking about a prophetic thought in relationship to what the Scripture says and where we're going as a nation and as a globe. We're going to be talking about today the coming food famine. The coming food famine. Let me just ask you a question. Set the pace of where we're going and what we'll be talking about. What will you do? If you go to the grocery store and it's closed, what will you do? How will you respond if you cannot buy flour, if you cannot buy meal, if you cannot buy a bag of sugar? We've heard a lot of talk lately about the baby formula shortage, yet they're flying it in by FedEx plane loads from other nations. Why is it that America has no baby formula? What's causing that? What's happening that's causing beef prices and chicken prices to go so high? Why is it that farmers cannot get fertilizer for their farms and for the crops? Why is it we're finding, ladies and gentlemen, things that are not being broadcast by way of television or radio news? Why is it that hundreds of thousands of chickens are being slaughtered? Why is it that a farmer will go out and find thousands of pigs dead in the pig pens? What's causing all of this? Is it happenstance? Is it coincidence? Or is there a planned future for America that's dismal and dark and devastating and perilous? What's the answer to it? We're going to be talking about some of these things today and how it correlates with the eschatological prophetic text in the Word of God. The Bible reminds us, Revelation the 6th chapter, and more particularly in the 6th verse, there's coming a day that it will cost a day's wages to buy a loaf of bread. We're on the fast track for that. But may I remind us, God has not abandoned us, nor shall he abandon us. But I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track for watching major world changes according to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, the Lord Jesus says, I am truth. And further he states in John 17:17, thy word is truth. And then, ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 117:2, it says, the truth of the Lord shall endure forever. So that means, ladies and gentlemen, you might find everything else that the government says, everything that society thinks or says that might fall by the wayside, but the truth of the Word of God endures forever. It is everlasting. It is eternal. It is unchanging. It is without deficit. When God says it, that settles it. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, it is so important with the subject that we shall be discussing today in relationship to the coming shortages. There's coming a day that there will be major, and this is not hypothetical. This is not just me thinking in some hypothetical fashion. I'm going to read to you article after article after article after article that others are seeing some phenomenal things taking place that's mysterious in its origin, but yet at the same time it is taking place across the nation. We're finding global events, national events, that point to a very near day when there is coming a food famine, a shortage of everything that we need for daily life and living. But yet there's a certain handful of folks that seemingly are in control of all of the land, all of the seed for cropping and the production. We must ask the question, what is happening? Let me say to you very quickly and succinctly, it is the global reset. It is the group of globalists that are wanting to control and dominate all of society. But ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, it's based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book. It was George Orwell, the secularist, that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And yet we find, ladies and gentlemen, there is a major deficit of truth today because we have left, L-E-F-T, we've left the word of God. And when we leave the word of God, we've left the source book for all truth. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said, America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Jim DeMint said in part, and may I read to you his statement, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that takes us back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made a powerful statement. Jan Hus says, and I quote, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're rapidly approaching the day that our lives will be in the crosshairs from the enemy when we stand on truth and tell the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. And Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. They can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mandarin. There's a gigantic flag, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's family-friendly oriented environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of its staff to worship God in the house of God on God's day, as God intended it. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, fill out your application, wait for an interview, see what God does in placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say two or three further things in relationship to the introduction of where we're going before we start taking our callers. But let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, God's Word, the Bible, warns us that in the last days there would be diseases and earthquakes and famines. And may I say, ladies and gentlemen, a part of that is where there will be the dividing of the families, dividing of the nation, and there will be food famine, according to Revelation 6:6. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a problem because multitudes today do not believe that the Bible is viable, is valuable. Multitudes today fail to have a central Biblicist worldview. A central Biblicist worldview simply says that whatever's happening on a local level, state level, national level, international level, we examine it through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. And ladies and gentlemen, perhaps we're already experiencing these warning signs that's mentioned in Matthew chapter 24. In fact, in Matthew 24, let me just read you a few verses to set the stage. For many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. For all of these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. And ladies and gentlemen, you can go to Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 and following, and see some of the things that will happen as is proclaimed in Matthew 24. In verse 7 and following, and nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. The word there, beginning of sorrows, talking about the birth pangs, the travail, the labor pains. And we're watching that, ladies and gentlemen, with the famines and the pestilences that's taking place. We are very familiar with things like COVID. Now we have on the scene what is called monkeypox. Of course, we understand that it's the sodomite lifestyle that brings on the monkeypox, regardless of what World Health Organization, the CDC, now wanting to change the terminology and the place of origin for these things. But ladies and gentlemen, nevertheless, we still have these major diversity of diseases, pestilences, the word pestilences meaning diseases, that is taking place. But ladies and gentlemen, it's difficult to see how near we are in the future with what we're finding and what's taking place today. The full impact of what the Bible speaks about, I don't believe is being embraced by, recognized by, or understood by most today, even among so-called theologians. The mindset somehow, some way, is that we live in America. America's the land of the plenty, and therefore all of these things will always be available on our grocery store shelves. Ladies and gentlemen, let me be the first to tell you that is simply not so. That simply is not true. That simply is not what the Bible says the future holds for not only America, but for the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, you have noticed the extraordinarily, extremely rapid increase in the cost of food in all kinds. And yes, we know that much of this is because of the distribution. We'll talk about distribution in a moment as to what is the cause, what is the effect, and where it's going. But just recently, the Supreme Court, ladies and gentlemen, upheld a California law that will shut down, hear me, will shut down over 70,000 independent truckers traveling across America. The independent truckers, this is going to send the cost of food products even higher than we're seeing today and make the shortage even more pronounced than we're seeing today. This will cause very serious food shortages and food famine. But ladies and gentlemen, also there's work being carried out behind the scenes now with the truckers' unions, that the truckers' unions' leadership say to us that by September the 1st, if they've not reached an agreement for the truckers, all trucking, all distribution by way of trucks will be shut down in September on a national level. Can you think of the absolute chaos and confusion? Can you think of the shortages that shall be? It'll make today's shortages look like a child's picnic in compared to where that's going to take us. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the call with your question and comment, please.
Hello?
Good morning. Go ahead with your question.
Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, sir.
You are dead on point. You are dead on point. If we don't get this administration out, all of them need to be arrested. Nancy Pelosi on down. All of them need to be arrested. They're trying to take this country down. They're trying to take out our Constitution. Like I know I told you before, like I said, I'm a 67-year-old man. And it is ridiculous. I mean, I grew up in Jim Crow, but God has made a way for us to come together. And they're trying to separate us again. That's why they got the open border. And then trying to give them rights to vote. Come on. Are you really stupid like that?
Absolutely. You're exactly on point with what you're saying and spot on with what you're intimating that's taking place. And as you will hear in this broadcast today, as we carry the broader point of what is taking place. It is coming out of the elitist, globalist reset mindset. And Joe Biden is a communist, socialist, Marxist, globalist reset agenda individual. And we find that what he's doing, many think that he's stumbling and faltering and falling, and that's because of his age and his cognitive disability. But it's not because of that, of what we're seeing. It is part and parcel of that, but he is absolutely knowledgeable of what he is doing, and those handlers that's controlling him are in full understanding of what they're doing. They're bringing about a total implosion, a total collapse of what is called the capitalistic system and the Constitutional Republic in the United States of America. And the only thing that we can do, main thing we can do, is pray and seek God's face, turn back to God, ask God to heal our land, because I believe that we're on the very cusp of watching the implosion of the American economic system. And if God wants to get our attention, I believe he's going to use finances and food to get the attention of Americans. So one of the major things we need to do is keep looking up, and the realization and the recognition that God has not abandoned us yet. And I don't believe he will abandon us as Christians, but I believe he's going to do some very, very, very powerful things in the near future to get our attention focused back on God and not on government, to be focused on God and his supreme authority and not on government's supreme authority. And so I believe therein lies the essence of what we need to do as Christians, conservatives, and patriots. But keep on looking up. And thank you so much for your call today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the coming food famine. And it's not just a food famine, but it's a fuel famine that's on the fast track. I'm looking at an article that says wholesale inflation climbs 11% in April alone, nearing a 40-year high. Economists expected the producer price index to show prices climbing by 10.7%. America is facing record inflation rates and gas prices. Wholesale prices accelerated more than expected as inflation continued to hover near the 40-year high. The article further says the wholesale level before it reaches consumers climbed 11% from the previous year at the same time frame. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching a major, major, major event, major events coming together, culminating in the realm of what can be a major, major implosion of the American economic system, of the American home and family system as we know it today, because on a global basis, there's about a handful of globalists that control the food, control the housing, control the fuel, and control the land by which the food product is grown on. In fact, I read an article just recently that Bill Gates has just bought another 21,000, I believe it was, something like that, major, major thousands of acres, and I believe it was in South Dakota. He's buying up land across America and internationally, and he is not alone. Others are doing the same thing. You've got to ask the question, why are they so interested in crop land? It's because we're rapidly coming to a time when very, very, very few people will control all the food products that go into the homes and the families and that cause the nourishment of our bodies each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, as a result of what's happening now in California with the 70,000 truckers, the independent truckers, and independent truckers, and as a result of the independent truckers and what they're doing to shut them down, it's going to have a ripple effect, a trickle-down effect. And then with the truckers' unions, with what they're about to do with shutting down trucking. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, listen, if you want to get America's attention, shut down the trucking somehow, some way. The people believe that trucks will continue to transport food products and other goods, consumer goods across America. But when the fuel reaches somewhere $6 to $7, in some places in California as much as $10 a gallon for the fuel to go into the trucks, you think they can continue to crisscross America and distribute the food products and other products? They've said enough's enough. And so the labor unions for the truckers are going to bat, and they have already said that they're going to shut down the whole distribution system in America if they're not satisfied with something for the truckers. And ladies and gentlemen, on top of that, We're watching something that is very, very strange taking place. I'll touch on this, and then we'll take our next caller. But something very strange is taking place. We're watching chicken processing plants that's going up in flames across America. We're watching chicken processing plants, beef processing plants, pork processing plants shutting down overnight with seemingly no rational reasoning behind it. I'm looking at an article here. Large chicken producer abruptly announces closure of the Tennessee plant, catching locals off guard. Dateline June 26, one of the nation's largest vertically integrated chicken producers will shut down one of its plants in Campbell County, Tennessee. George's, that's G-E-R-G-E apostrophe S, George's Incorporated announced that it would be closing the Kerrville food processing plant, according to the reports. George's had purchased the plant from Oklahoma City-based Lopez Food in 2017. Before the sale, the plant had employed 285 employees. It produced fully cooked pork, beef, and turkey products that were then delivered to the retail, food services, and convenience store sectors until George's took over, according to the news outlet. George's did not respond to the request for comment. Neither did the company public explain why the sudden closure of the entire plant. Ladies and gentlemen, if that were just one case, it'd be different. But I have a whole sheaf of documents right here before me on my desk that we'll look at several of those during the course of this broadcast. This is something that is taking place on a national level, and it's very curious as to what's causing it. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, the statement I'm about to make, I could have never made it or come up with the information without you and this broadcast. But for decades, a handful of global elitists have ran America.
That's right.
And they have gotten wildly, wildly wealthy. But the rules have changed. The average Joe, like the caller before me, has figured out what's going on due to the internet. And what they were doing was they would give us freedom in exchange for we let them control the money. But along comes information highway, and now everybody knows what's going on, that it's a scam. So they are in their hair, to quote you, their hair's on fire, because now you've got Bitcoin and you could amass a huge $1 billion fortune, and the government can't touch it because it's in Bitcoin. So the very game that they play, the rules have all changed. So what they're doing now is, instead of giving you freedom in exchange for money, and what they did was, with their inflation scheme, they could steal so much, then the money went up, and it was paid back in less value, so everybody kind of went along with it. But now they can see that's fixing to come to an end. So what they're going to sell you now is safety. Safety from disease, and now safety from, God forbid, starving to death. So I do believe that they're pyromaniacs. They're trying to shut the food supply down. Dr. Youngblood, you're right. They're that desperate that this thing is going to come about and come about soon. So
you're exactly right. And while I've got you on the line, let me just read you a headline and a blurb or two from an article that touches on what you have just said. Food processing plants and distribution centers are burning down across America. Now, this is something, Tom and ladies and gentlemen that's listening, that you've not heard on the local news, the national news. You've not heard on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, or the Communist Network News. This article says 10,000 feedlot cows dead in Kansas. Food processing plants and distribution centers are now burning to a crisp in rapid succession, a peculiar trend that has been growing since late 2021. The article further says this mysterious act since last year And going into this year now, are they, dare I say, spreading this like wildfire across America? Further in the article, it says, in other reports, that these fires and mass cullings of livestock is not by accident and aligned with the previously established initiatives to purportedly curtail harmful emissions. Further, the article states, in the last 2 weeks, U.S. has seen Taylor Farms, a packaged salad plant in California, burned to a crisp. The Azura Standard headquarters, the nation's premier independent distribution in organic and health foods, was burned to smithereens. But these are just the most recent ones of significantly larger strings of fires burning down food factories, food stores, and distribution centers nationwide. And then, Tom, this article has a list of dozens of these plants that have burned or closed. Let me just read you a few of them, get your take on it. It says, that according to the Western Standard, recently compiled a list of just some of the fires that are ripping through the nation's food processing plants. These include Made Right Steak Company, Pennsylvania, food processing plant in San Antonio, Texas, Cargill Nutrient, Los Angeles, California, Van Duren, Illinois, potato plant in Maine, potato plant in Washington State, Mustan Meat Processing Plant, Wisconsin, Bonanza Meat Packing Company in El Paso, Texas, Shura's Foods in Oregon, Nestle's Hot Pockets plant in Arkansas, Walmart Distribution Center in Indiana, another Walmart store, Edgewood, New Mexico, Walmart store in Clark County, Las Vegas, Rio Fresh Onion Facilities, Southern Texas, East Conway Belt and Pork Company, New Hampshire. And it goes on and on with another two or three dozen companies and these stores. Tom, do you think it's accidental? Do you think it's some sheer freak coincidence dozens and dozens of these meat packing companies and the processing companies and the distribution houses, do you think it's sheer coincidence that they're burning down or closing overnight?
No, Dr. Youngblood, you and I both know. But I'll tell you, a fire that's raging, and I never thought it would, but these handful of global elitists, they're going to burn the Democratic Party down. You hear me? They don't care about it. We think that that's their brother-in-law or their brother or they got arms locked, you know, in unity. No, they're just like Biden's handlers. The Democratic Party has handlers, and they don't care. They're going to burn that party to the ground, because everybody's going to know when this thing reaches its fruition that they're going to blame the Democratic Party. But Dr. Youngblood, without your broadcast, you know, a voice in the wilderness, there's so many people. I love to hear Kenneth call in. He's a black gentleman, and normally he would have drank the Kool-Aid, but he's listened to this broadcast and he's figured out what's going on. So God bless you, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you.
Tom, I am so thankful for your voice, for your input, for what you're saying. You're spot on with it. It is my prayer each and every day before I go on the air that God will use this voice to impact lives, that will open eyes and understanding as to where we are and what we're doing and the need to turn back to God before it's eternally too late. Tom, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious subject today, the coming food famine. And it's not just a food famine. It's a fuel famine. It's a fuel shortage, a food shortage that we're watching taking place. And as I was reading just a moment ago, and the headline of this article is, food processing plants and distribution centers are burning down across America. And then it talks about the feedlot with cows, with finding 10,000 cows dead. How does that happen accidentally or coincidentally? Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the hand of God on one side, and the other side we're watching the hand of man, the globalists that are wanting to destroy America, undermine our constitutional republic, and destroy the capitalistic system. Hang in there, ladies and gentlemen. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.